requires your complete concentration, such as caring for young children. And now we begin Thich Nhat Hanh's Anger with the author's introduction. The practice of happiness. To be happy, to me, is to suffer less. If we were not capable of transforming the pain within ourselves, happiness would not be possible. Many people look for happiness outside themselves, but true happiness must come from inside of us. Our culture tells us that happiness comes from having a lot of money, a lot of power, and a high position in society. But if you observe carefully, you will see that many rich and famous people are not happy. Many of them commit suicide. The Buddha and the monks and nuns of his time did not own anything except their three robes and one bowl, but they were very happy because they had something extremely precious: freedom. According to the Buddha's teachings, the most basic condition for happiness is freedom. Here, we do not mean political freedom, but freedom from the mental formations of anger, despair, jealousy, and delusion. These mental formations are described by the Buddha as poisons. As long